Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Gretch Talk with the Wow Man. Call now 718-664-6134. 718-664-6134. It's Gretch Talk.
Having problems getting down the track due to transmission failure? Well, JRT Racing Transmissions is the place to go. 12337 Washington Square, Route 925, Waldorf, Maryland, 20601. Specializing in racing transmissions. Give John a call at 301-870-4566. That's 301-870-4566. And find out which racing transmission is right for your car. You can drop off at a Gretch Talk racing event and pick it up at the next one. JRT Racing Transmissions, just a little ahead of the rest.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I got to do it. I got to bring my mic. My mic been cut off all this time, and that's why people been dropping. I am here. Larry? Oh, he just dropped. Let me get him back. Oh, man, oh, man. Like I said, I'm in a new studio. My mic was turned off and everything else, and man, everybody was jumping off. And truck driver, I see you. Don't go nowhere. Let me get Larry T back on the line. He was saying hello, hello. Like I said, I'm in a brand new Larry T. I'm sorry, I'm in.
Hey, Wild Man, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm in a new studio. Had my mic turned off and everything. And you were saying hello, hello. And I just messed up on that. Well, Larry T, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm just getting my voice back while I'm out on horse. You know, everybody had a good time last Sunday, and I want to say thanks to everybody that came out to the show. And, you know, everything's going good so far. We had a good weekend, a good two-day event. William Bryan had Saturday down at VMP. I had Sunday at MIR, and we had a lot of fans on both days. I think everybody enjoyed themselves. Even the guys that came from out of town, I hope they enjoyed themselves.
Right. I know they did. A lot of them said that they wanted to come on the show just to thank you and everything. But like I told them, you know, we're going to be doing some things. I'm going to get in touch with Phil, the driver for Goldie. Goldie was there. He didn't have his car because they had some problems with it when they were testing. I think it was Thursday or Wednesday they were testing. And but they were there to support you. You know, they didn't have a car. Yeah. And, man, let me tell you. I got to say this before we go any further, that we had a big mix-up at the end of the night, and I have to take the blame, Larry T, because that was my department. We had some new owners were at the track, and it had some new people there on the track side, and I wasn't used to working with them, and I just blew it at the end. The last 15 or 20 minutes, you know, it was just a bottleneck because I didn't communicate with the new guys. So if it's anything that any blame has to go down, blame me. I would like to say, though, you know, I would like to say this, you know, and I ain't, you know, you know how I am. And that was my department, too. Pro Stock Joe was talking so much that Candy Crush and them took the mic from him and threw it in the car, in the race car. They weren't going to give it back to him. They say he's talking too much when he need to be quiet, you know.
Right,
and
right.
Like I explained to everyone, they got to remember that Pro Stock Joe does his Smack Talk TV with the live mic. And so, you know, not to hurt his business, you know, I just step aside.
me and Dog, you know, and let him do his thing. And me and Dog just went on and ran the grudge race in the way it's supposed to have been. But because we didn't have a mic, that kind of threw me and Dog's out of sync. So that's what happened there. But all in all, it was a great show, man. A lot of grudge racing. Phil, I'm getting ready to call him right now from the Goldie crew because he got some things he want to say. Rugrat, man, they were happy as can be. You know, that was their first time coming down and bipolar. Ooh, bipolar. I guess he didn't take his medication because he's the only one.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil, you're live on Grudge Talk. Hold on for a minute. I got Larry T on, and we're talking about what happened Sunday. We're just talking about bipolar. Evidently didn't take his medication because he's the only one that came from Georgia that didn't win his race. You know.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, and Larry T is the one, you know, and he was just saying that he appreciate Goldie crew coming down, although the car wasn't there. Y'all had some problems with it when y'all was doing some testing, and y'all couldn't right. bring it, but y'all showed up to support the race.
First of all, let me say a big, big thank you to Larry T for being the person that he is and looking out for the real grudge racers. You know, we go to a lot of these shows throughout the year, and a lot of them cater to people that don't show times and all that. And Larry T is always going to get our support. There was a lot of other people that asked us to come to their race, but we told them, no, we're going to Larry T race. We tried to get Goldie ready, and it wasn't ready. So what we did, the next big thing is we loaded up four other cars and brought it up there. And next time we come up there in August, we're going to bring those four plus one. We're going to bring the gold in Malibu with us. And I just want to say thank you to Larry T for being such a great person and for entertaining us and for making us feel so at home and comfortable. And when we come up there, man, I'm telling you, we feel just like we're at home.
I appreciate you guys coming, man.
Right. And
ain't no problem, Larry.
I
appreciate you, man.
Phil. Yeah, I want to say this to you, Phil, and the whole crew, all of y'all that came up there. I seen a different side of y'all. You know, y'all were talking stuff, but y'all was respectful. And tell us about that race that you went and got at VMP with that twin turbo car, Phil.
Hey, well, we was having problems finding somebody to race, you know. So I was in the staging lane being my same old crazy self, enjoying the night, enjoying drag racing. And I told all those folks up there, I was hoping I was kind of upsetting somebody because I kept saying, Virginia's for lovers and not racers. And so finally somebody stepped up and said, what y'all want to do? And that's how the race got up, man. But, you know, that's how grudge racing is. It started off because two people don't agree about a race. You know, somebody think they better than the other. And that's what grudge racing is all about. But to everybody's credit, Virginia and Maryland, all the people, I'm telling you, it don't matter what we said, talk trash, cut the food, they were all respectful and they all understood. This is all fun and games and people just trying to have fun. And that's what I love so much about it.
And I'm going to tell you this, you know, the hardest man up north to get a race out of is Wicked Bird. Y'all talk to Wicked Bird. Now, I was right there, you know, in Endicott. Taped it. Y'all was being respectful, respecting that man, but y'all was getting your point across. And at the end of the night, that man stuck out his hand and said, I will race you tomorrow, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was shocked, you know. He wasn't flying off in the handle, and he did race Sunday. Now, I got to tell you, you know, it cost a lot of people some money.
Right. Well, first, let me give a shout out to him. I don't even know his name. I just call him Wicked Bird. What is his real name?
Wicked Bird, the King.
Okay. Hey, shout out to him. He told us in Virginia, say, hey, man, if y'all can't get no other race, and he was going to race us tomorrow. JC had problems, I've been told, and he said he couldn't make it. So, you know, he was there, but he didn't race us, which probably good for him because we're going to kill him dead anyway, and he can get that race back anytime he wants to. Because no disrespect to the man, but he just ain't fast enough to outrun us. I'm just sorry. I just got to tell it. don't care about them big ties and Willie Ball. We ain't gonna fuss about that no more. Every time he call us, he ain't even got to say race. All he got to do is say R. Don't even say the whole thing. Just say R, and he got it.
Now, I got to go back to that man, you know, you talking about Virginia's for lovers, you know. And that man, he got upset, but you was nice about it. And I guess he put out his chest and asked the magic word, what y'all want? And when you said it, I know you almost passed out when he said okay. Tell him what
yes,
you
sir.
Said. Tell him what you said, Phil.
About what, Ron?
About what kind of race you wanted with that twin turbo car.
I told him, I said, you give me the break and we'll try it. And he said, okay.
And then he said...
That was better than my old lady saying, okay, baby, you get something tonight.
And when I almost passed out when he walked over there and y'all asked him what you want to run for, and he said, whatever you get up.
I know it.
And when y'all told him what y'all had up, he didn't do nothing but count up.
And that's the thing about it. And you know, we talked to that guy for 10, 15 minutes after the race, the end of the night. And that's why I say I love coming up there, because people understand, hey, we just having fun and doing our race. There was no animosity, no nothing. He just said, okay, man, y'all good race and everything. Great guy, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, everyone did some. Oh. Can't forget about the little car, Black Magic.
Yes, sir. Hey, George, Black, Cameron, them guys, they love the race too, man. And they love the race. When we come back up there August the 8th, we will be bringing them too.
Now, Saturday night, you know, the kid hung his head down, and I told him, I said, hey, it happens to the best of us. I say, anytime you cut a 001 red light, I say, that's just one... from away from a perfect light. So, you know, don't hang your head down. But then they came back.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
Well, I mean, you drive those cars long enough, it's bound to happen.
Right. And he came back Sunday and made amends. You know, like I said, everyone won their race. Rugrat was trying to act like he was a jet taking off, doing them wheelies and everything. And Bipolar just forgot to take his medication. He forgot he was at the racetrack.
Yeah. But this is what I want to tell you though, Ron and Larry. And I can I know I can speak for all of them, Larry. Everybody, regardless of what happened, loved it. Had a great time. Rugrat, Bipolar, all of them. They say they would love to come back. They loved it. They have never seen the type of respect and hospitality, and they loved every bit of it.
Yeah, that's right.
So shouts out to Larry T and all the crew up there at MIRR and everywhere.
Yeah, and once again, Larry, I was getting ready to make an announcement, and you told me don't do it again, and I said okay. So we ain't even gonna get into that, but you worked me. I'm not kidding. You worked me so hard that usually Willie Dog come and say, you got a show on, but Willie was working so hard he forgot to come tell me I had a show at 8:00. And I blew the show at 8:00 because, you know, we was in grudge racing after dark, and the thing was to get them cars down the track.
Okay. So, I appreciate you guys coming, man. Like I said, August 8th, we got it from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m., so it's even longer this time.
So everybody heard it. August the 8th is from 1 p.m., 1 in the afternoon until what time, Larry T?
1 a.m. Last car in the water box.
Okay, great. That's good. So there was a lot of grudge races still in the staging lane. And let me say this. Yeah. A lot of people are giving Pro Stock Joe a whole lot of headache about the way he was trying to do at the end there, because he was trying to get that last race in, but he was just doing what grudge races do. We had a lot of people locked in to run some grudge races, and he might have been a little abrupt about it and hard about it, but he meant no harm. And he just wanted to get those guys out the staging lane.
Right. I know, just like Chris, when he came by and Chris took the microphone from him and everything, Candy Crusher, you know, it was all in fun, you know, trying to show that there is no tension, you know. We know what we got to get done, and we know how to get it done. And we're just trying to get everyone to cooperate. That's why before you got on, I took the blame for all the races that didn't make it because of my communication with the new owners. But, Phil, I'm so glad that you came on, and Larry T, you know, I'm glad you came on, and I got a couple of hands up. I'm looking for, wait a minute, 803-8211. That's Truck Driver. He been wanting to say something. And please, Truck Driver, I got Goldie on here. Don't mess with him about no car that ain't, well, anyway, go ahead. What's on your mind there, Truck Driver?
What's going on, Wild Man Golden and Lad T? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Truck Driver, how you doing, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I just, like I said yesterday, Lad T, from the fans, I appreciate it. I think all the fans appreciate it. You put on your staff put on. Even to the race game, I didn't put on an excellent show. That was the first time I've been to your facility. I'm still overwhelmed about, you know, what I've seen and how I truly enjoy myself.
Tell how the food was. Tell it was home cooked food. Wasn't it? All you can eat.
Yes, sir. Like I say, real hospitality. I was telling people, look, from my hometown, I said, man, look, y'all got to go. Y'all go one time, y'all go back again. So, you know, I appreciate it, Larry. So, I will be back again. Promise you that.
Hope all of that you can let real city bring his copy. All the faith. You know, we take care of everybody when it comes to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Phil, you got a little background noise. I'm going to mute your mic for 1 minute. And also, you know, what I want you, Truck Driver, to let everyone know. Willie Dog is, to me, the funniest man in grudge racing. And he can do a G-show. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It surprised me. We were sitting up in the sky about, you know, like old folks say, you need to watch him out with Clorox or soap. He didn't even cuss. We had a ball up there in that sky box. He respected the people, the ladies in there. And we had so much fun up in there with dog, we forgot to go outside.
Now, I'm going to tell you one thing that didn't happen this time, because normally me and dog be on the mic together on the PA system. And we started 1 year, and the guy told us, be nice. And, you know, he thought we was going to be really cutting up. And dog knows what to do when he has to do what he do best. You know, so I got to give him his props, you know. There are times that me and Willie Dog don't get along with what he sees, and there are times that we get our heads together and we do what is right. So Dog is the person I love to hate, and sometimes I hate to love. So that's how me and Dog go, you know.
I appreciate you guys coming up. I try to bring like three or four guys there because there's so many people in cars there, you know, it's kind of hard on one person. People always say, why you bring everybody in? I said, man, we had such a big show. There's so many cars there, you know.
Mhm. Yep. And Phil, I think I don't know if you want to say something to Phil, Truck Driver. Or you just gonna leave that alone until.
You know, like I said, you know, I told him when we get the car right, just like I told everybody, once we get the car right, we gonna race. You know, ain't no need trying to act like a bear when you're not a bear. So you know, soon we get the car right, and we can go from A to B. Yeah, we gonna start knocking on doors.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no need out here huffing and puffing when we ain't doing that.
Right. Okay, I understand. Okay. All right, well, like I said, it's so much going on and everything that unless somebody got any question for Larry T, push the one button, and we're going to move on out because, like I said, you know, condolences to my man Rico, who passed over the weekend, and we did a special thing on my show. Thanks to Willie Dog and Mike Hill out of Chicago. And the brother will be gone, but he will be missed, and he's gone to a better place. So that's all I got to say about that. And if anybody else got anything they want to say, I feel already dropped. I guess, you know, he has some other things to do. If anybody got anything else to do, I am right in the middle of doing a whole bunch of things here at home, you know, getting some things ready. If you got something to say, push the one button, 770-6167. You're live on Grudge Talk with Larry T and Truck Driver, and Phil already ran home.
Hey, what's up there, Race Fan? Wow, man. Wow, man.
I wasn't saying that because I knew you was going to come on, so I'm going to let you come on.
I really was very, very shocked, surprised, and hurt the way Postop handled the situation the weekend.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's supposed to be in the meeting a certain time. If you know, you were standing right there.
Yeah.
And you kept calling. A strong DP man would have gave me my money, and I wouldn't have lost anything. I would have gained $1,000.
Right.
You know, but it seemed to me he don't understand that. You know,
plus everything that we went through about that DP. You know.
You know what I'm saying? After all of that, and on top of that, agreement was all week before to check each other's cars before anybody got paid.
Right.
As of today, I ain't seen up on that man who yet.
Yeah, I know. But I got to say hats off to you, Walter Mann, because you did go ahead and run the race. DP should have been paid. And the bad part about it is you ran the race and you had a hurt car.
Yep.
I know that, you know. And if everybody was saying, oh, it was just smoking, it wasn't just smoking, you know.
No, it was just smoking.
It was oil on the wheelie bar.
Yep.
And that means that the motor was hurt. Some oil was coming out somewhere. So, you know, the only thing I can say, Walter Mann, is that's racing. And I want to thank
your wife,
because y'all fed me. You know, regardless of the outcome, y'all fed me. You know.
Yeah. Like a lot of guys tell me, well, you know, if you won the race, you were getting Larry T's show. That was our intention, to leave that show, go Larry T's show. But I blew my motor, my friend blew his. He came back home Sunday, pulled both motors out, Tuesday morning, put both of them back in the shop. So that's just the reason Larry T didn't show up.
Well, I understand, Walter. I'm the same. No problem.
Yeah. Well, Walter, you can get some get back. And just take your time and get it all together for August the 4th. Right there.
But what it is, though, I made a promise to myself and my wife. After that race was over, and I spoke on this before we did the race, win or lose, I would never run a group again. So I don't need to run nobody that tries to go rubber. I'm too old for that. You know. You know, every rule I say, it got to be that rule no way.
Well, not
unless I have a different DP man.
That's what I've been saying, you know, Walter Mann. I've been saying it. I've been preaching it and everything, you know. And you got to have a strong DP man. If you don't have a strong DP man, you ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said to him, I said, you stand on the line, so... I told him, I said, wild man was standing right up on the bridge. We sit up on that bridge, about 10 minutes?
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes.
Yep, and when they seen that I made the burnout, the car was smoked in the rest up there. But I don't blame him for that part, losing my money, because at that point, I had the opportunity to back off. You know, but I came to race, I said, I'm going to take my chances. You know what I'm saying? But I think if it had been vice versa, the other man would have got paid.
Well, Walter Mann, I'm going to tell you this, and not only did it happen with you, it happened at races all over the country this past weekend. And I'm going to tell the grudge racers, you know, I don't hold DPs anymore, you know, but you got to have a strong DP man. I don't care who you're racing, you know. I don't care if it's a race and you racing John Force. Make sure you got a strong DP man, because John Force might not come to the staging lanes, and you're supposed to get paid. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say to all the grudge racers out there. You know, you got to have a strong DP man, one that's going to stick by what is supposed to be the stipulations. And if somebody lose that money, he has to pay up. You know, don't just, you know, it's got to be like that. So whether it's Pro Stock Joe, me, Willie Dog, whoever, just make sure it's a person that's going to look out for both races. And when I say look out for both races, is when the stipulations come down to what it's supposed to be and it ain't what it is, somebody got to get paid. So
you can't worry about who's feeling you're going to hurt if it's not feeling the next matchup.
Because them dead presidents don't care nothing about who it is, you know. And it's called grudge racing. All right, anybody else got anything they want to say? If not, I'm going to jump off because, like I said, so much been going on, and I did not call Jay Barnes, and I'm going to jump off because I got some things I got to do here at the house. Like I said, I'm in a new studio, and that means I'm in a new house. That's right. I'm in a baby-ready house. It ain't baby-ready, but it's getting there. You know, sometimes you got to forget about the house on the lake and all of that, you know. So we got to make sure, you know. We never went fishing anyway. I think my wife went fishing one time off of the balcony, off of the back porch. And we got to worry about this baby ain't going to go out there and try to go swimming. So we're in the process now, you know. So all of that's being taken care of. I got one more hand just came up, 478-9092. What's going on, Bobby Wildchild?
Oh, I ain't nothing much yet going on there. Wild man, you know, I got a call from P.K. Walt. Called me there. We talking plenty. He said he was going to kill the baby. He a baby killer. He all kind of killed. He killing the baby, killing the cat. He got the Ouija board, the Heezy board, the Deezy board. And I told him, I said, now, Walt, come back on here Monday. If you ain't got your ass tore up, I'm going to let you know. He sounds just like my son.
No, but Bobby, I'll be honest with you. I've done everything I was supposed to have done. I couldn't have done no more. I had enough motor sitting up in there to win, but it's a machine, and it was a brand new motor sitting down in there. And I mean, that was the first day out with it, you know. And something went wrong.
Walt, stop crying.
No, I ain't crying.
I ain't getting you no slack. You never ain't get that motor put back together. So as soon as you come to Albany, on the third week in August, we're going to tear your ass up again. I'm talking to the trash can.
Yeah, I see. That's what I'm listening to. But hold on. The hand just jumped up. I don't know if they want Walter Mann or who. 757-6775. Hold on. 757-6775. You're live on Grudge Talk. I don't know who you want, but we got a couple of people on here anyway. Well, I guess he didn't. He didn't want to talk. He dropped his hand down. All right.
See, Bobby, the other man had a problem as well. He wasn't going nowhere. At least when I made one of my passes, I knew I could have beaten up one reason. I was praying that the motor would help at least that to make that pass.
All right. Okay. Well, like I said, we're getting ready to run out the back door here. So if anybody else, it's the last chance. Anybody else got something they want to say, push the one button. What about you, truck driver?
No, I ain't got nothing to say. Larry T, give me a call. I left you a message today.
Okay, right. Okay, no problem. I'm just leaving work now, so I'll listen to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, we've got this hand came back up again. 757-6775, you're live on Grudge Talk. 757-6775, you're live on Grudge Talk. Your phone dropped just a minute ago.
Yeah, what's going on, Wild Man? Walter Man, Larry T, and anybody else that's up here. How y'all doing? This is William Brown. I just wanted to tell everybody I appreciate the support coming out to the event. And we had a great time. I'm pretty sure everybody had a pretty great time. I didn't get many complaints, but I just want to thank everybody for the support. You know, hopefully you come out to the Labor Day.
I got a complaint, William Brown,
What's up?
You should have talked me into coming up before. I enjoyed myself.
That's good. And that's what it's all about, you know, and as you can see, you know, I try to have it so it's family orientated, you know, so you won't have to leave your kids at home, you know, teenagers or whatever, bring them along with you. We got something for them to do to get out your hair.
You know, William Bell, I actually told my wife, I said, remember when we was at, we wasn't at MIR, we were at the other track, what's the name of the other, Capitol Raceway. And Larry T and Monster said, hey, William Bell got a race coming up. And you ran and got me a flyer. And my wife never will forget that. She said, who was that guy who brought you that flyer? And I told her I said, we should have went to his show. You know, I said, he does a good show. Had a good time, you know, and it made everything right. So
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed myself, William Brown III.
That's good.
Let me say this, William Brown. Hey, William, this truck driver. Like I told you earlier, when I seen your track, I couldn't make yours because if I had to stop at your race, I wouldn't have made Maryland.
But
I promise you, next year, you know, because I came all the way out of Arkansas and South Carolina and then came up to Maryland. I was asleep. But I will make both of them next year. I promise you that.
Okay. Well, I got one coming up Labor Day, that Labor Day weekend. I know it's back to school for a lot of people and, you know, college is starting and everything, a lot going on. But if you can, you know, I try to do the same thing, exciting races. And, you know, we had plenty of grudge racing. I can't, there's no way possible I can name everybody that had a grudge race out there.
Right.
It's almost seen everybody and their mama had a grudge race locked in when the sun went down.
Yeah. Okay.
But we had a good time, and, you know, I just and I want, you know, Wild Man and everybody else to see that you can put class racing and grudge racing in one place and everybody still have a good time.
Oh, well, I know that, you know, and that's my biggest complaint, you know, is that as some of the other races, you know, you can do it. You just got to have a segment just like y'all doing. You know, it'll work. I say, and the bad part about it is the class racers in that bracket racing and everything, it keeps the spectators and the crowds on their feet.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Oh, let me say one thing that I was so glad that I came, because I looked on the starting line and I seen a face that I knew. And I went down there and I said, do you know me? And Scotty turned around and looked at me and he go like, his exact words, hell yeah, I know you. You Wild Man. He told me and he made me feel so good. He said, you are the person that brought the track up to where it is today when he was managing Carolina Dragway in Jackson. That was Scotty. And he was working the starting line, and he made me feel so good. I said, thank you, Jesus. That's why I came to this track, because there was something there for me. And I'm set now. You know, now all I got to do is just come to the races, you know, and be seen. You know, but I had a good time, William Brown III.
I appreciate it.
And I thank you. For me coming and walking up to that starting line and talking to Scotty.
Okay, I appreciate it. I had some guys from work, a lot of guys from work, but one particular, his wife had, he called me yesterday, and he said, what's up, man? I said, I ain't doing nothing, just chilling out. He said, my wife want to talk to you. So she came on the phone. She said, you know what? I ain't never been to a racetrack before, but I couldn't leave the bleachers because every time I try to get up to go use the bathroom or go get something to drink, you always have some cars going. I ain't want to miss no cars. She said, I'm coming back and I'm bringing my husband back every time. He said, we ain't never been to a racetrack before. So they really enjoyed it. And then I like positive outcomes to come out like that. But if anything anybody's seen, I'm always open to new ideas to make things better. Anything anybody has seen that or come up with that can possibly make it better, I'm open to, decisions and opinions to make things better.
Well, William Brown, like I always say, Larry T, always tell me about your show. And he always say, I got to talk about your show because it's right before his show. So, you two have always, in my eyes, worked together,
Oh, yes, sir. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And, like I say, some people couldn't make Larry T race that went to my race, and some people couldn't make my race but went to Larry T race. So it gives you an opportunity so you won't miss out totally,
Right. And I always tell them, I tell everybody in the South, I said, especially the spectators, if you want to go and see how it's done, you need to go now. I'm definitely going to be pushing go to Virginia first, and then the next night you go to Larry T, because I'm hot on Larry T's. But I was impressed with William Brown III.
I appreciate that. And it gets better, and it's for a good cause, I'm not saying me as a promoter don't make nothing off of it, but I make sure I take care of Burt Jackson girls and treat them fair, and they enjoy it. And, I know Larry T take care of them, and it's just something, I always say it because I got a daughter. Everybody's there right after them. Well, what about the years and years to come? Who's there for them? So,
Right.
And I try to continue that.
And I liked the little setup that they had, with the car and everything,
Right.
And if you didn't know too much about Bert, you could go over there and find out anything you wanted to know, And I just, I enjoyed myself, And it was funny when you went by on that little mini bike and you go like, and I go like, oh, Lord, what have I done? you say, go over there and get you something to eat, And when I first seen you, I said, where can I park? You looked, you say, park right there. I said, thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good time. I always have a good time at Larry T's show, but I had a good time at your show because I got a chance to break bread with some people and rub shoulders and just go around and eat all the food I could from Walter Mann. So,
and it's good, and I appreciate the guys from down south, Goldie and Candy Crush and them guys, and what's the guy with the blue pickup truck? Andy Mack,
bipolar.
Mac with the orange car, Rugrat. Yeah, I appreciate them guys coming up. And Candy Crusher and Goldie have been coming up for, after that first time, they've been coming up. They said, hey, we ain't going to miss another event. He said, we just like how you and Larry T do y'all events. It's totally different from what we get from down south. And we just enjoy you, have a good time. We bring our family, bring everybody to the track, and everybody have a great time.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I say, this is the first one that I've been to on a Saturday before Larry T's. But trust me, from now on, like I told the wife, it's a two-day event. We going, We're going, So that's I enjoyed myself. And I don't know too much else to say. I'm not knocking any other promoters and everything, but they need to come and check y'all out and see what y'all be doing.
Well, man, I want to thank one more person, too. That's a Long Island Joe. He works very hard to get people down from New York to New Jersey. Come down there. Always support people.
Yeah, I'm mad with Long Island Joe because I didn't get, he had that little cake thing going, and I didn't get no cake. I was planning on it, but I was running around so much. I seen him a couple of times. I didn't get a chance to really talk to him the way I wanted to.
We had lamb back there. Well, everybody had lamb. There's just so much stuff going on. I know. You missed all that. You didn't have a cake, though. A whole lot of cake.
Yeah. I know. But it's really, I ate
at William Brown the Third's show, and I ate at your show, and I came home, and this is no lie, I gained 4 pounds, and that ain't bad for being on the road, you know. So, but I really enjoyed myself, and I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. You know, for a minute there, I even enjoyed Pro Stock Joe, especially at William Brown's show, because I heard him get hoarse, you know. I go like, thank you, Jesus, he can't talk no more. But that was just a fun thing, you know, listening to him, you know. But like I said, you know, that's the way he do it. He does it for a reason, you know. He yeah. got Smack Talk TV, and I don't have any problem with a man that's doing his business. And doing his business thing. So, you guys keep up the good work, and I will see y'all down the road. Anybody else got anything else they want to say? If not, I'm gonna get out of here because all that stuff is over on the other line, you know. And I gotta make way for BET, you know.
Okay, no problem, man. I just say thank you, everybody, again. I do appreciate it.
Okay, and I even had a chance to see Sniper, and then I'm out of here, you know. I'm just disappointed that I didn't see him run the car, but, you know, seeing him was good. So, that's them old grudge racing.
The car will be there. He's going to have 29 eyes on him. He said he's going to make sure he runs somebody that day. That's
yeah.
what he told me, he said. He'll put 29 eyes on him.
And I ain't mad at J.C. Richardson. Sometimes you do what you do, and sometimes you do what you got to do.
Yep.
So, I'll let y'all figure that one out. All right, then, okay. I want to say thanks to everyone. Like I always say, hey, until next time, I'll see you at the races.
You're listening to Grudge Talk Radio with the Wild Man.
Good night, and remember, the world is full of winners and losers. Here's hoping you're one of them.